Starting Cattle Healthy, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Isn't it amazing how many ailments for humans start with stress? It creates all kinds of bad hormones, which then attack bodily functions. Well, what's so different between humans and cows? Not much. It doesn't matter what time of the day or night the cattle arrive. We take them straight to their pen, where we offer them free choice hay and access to water, said Brian Bangert, who happens to be the general manager of Funk Farm Trust near Bloomington, Illinois. Brian says their goal is to de-stress them as quickly as possible and ease the transition.
We pay close attention to the health and well-being of the animals that we feed because we're trying to meet the needs of the public, the consumer. So our goal here when they arrive is to de-stress them as quickly as possible.
And stress is not just an immediate and short-term deal.
We always used to think that our problems are in the first 2 weeks. And if you were to look at our data, it's not the first couple weeks. It's actually about day 30 to day 60 that we have troubles. And it's even with big cattle. It's not calves. We talk a lot about BRSV, which is something we never did before.
Bangert insists that healthy cattle provide a better experience for the consumer. Reducing disease challenges helps cattle direct more energy to gaining weight and improving quality grades. Higher quality grade cattle are a more positive eating experience for the consumer. Ag Information Network of the West.